The head of programs, ecumenical and social relations of the EP Church, Reverend Seth Agidi, has been wondering whether themes chosen for anniversaries and other organized events achieve the intended purpose of enhancing sustainable transformation and development. He said the failure of people to pragmatically adopt and abide by themes due to limited education and ignorance has over the years affected the quest to cultivate a disciplined and reformed society. Reverend Agidi was speaking at a Thanksgiving service in Accra to climax activities marking the third synod of the EP Church West Volta Presbytery. We bring you a news desk report.
The three-day synod was organized on the theme for the upcoming EP Church General Assembly, Strategic Evangelism for Sustainable Growth and Development. The event was used to honor some members of the church who have distinguished themselves in diverse ways to bring honor to the church and the nation at large. They included Reverend Professor Gilbert Ansore, Reverend Dr. Cyril Fayose, Major General Carl Modi, COP John Kudalo, and Mr. Justice Jamson. Reverend Dr. Agidi underscored the need for extensive education on the significance of themes through advocacy and media campaigns. He also used the occasion to denounce activities of some self-acclaimed pastors who sway innocent people under the guise of using the name of Christ to perform miracles, but in reality practice occultism. Reverend Agidi urged Christian leaders to understand the fundamental significance of God's call to serve, noting that Christianity is not just a religion, but extreme love of God. In a communique presented by the Synod Clerk of the EP Church West Volta Presbytery, Reverend Moses Nyominyamadi, the presbytery resolved to streamline all legal processes required for documentation of his lands and other properties.
A news desk report.